It's a big weekend in high school sports coming up with regionals for baseball, softball, and lacrosse, plus the flag football state semifinals and championships all are on the docket. And my takeaway from Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final and how it may affect the Buffalo Sabres all coming up. I'm Jack Kruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Friday, June 6th. The semifinal and championship games for New York State High School flag football are this weekend. Last episode, we heard from Pioneer Panthers head coach Chris Edwards telling the story of the lone Section 6 representative headed to Homer High School tomorrow. Pioneer takes on Section 8's Plain Edge at 11:30 a.m. Saturday. If the Panthers are victorious, they'll advance to the state championship to be played Sunday. The other side of the bracket features Beekman Town of Section 7 and Owego Free Academy of Section 4. The Class C Flag Football Championship game is slotted for 1:15 p.m. at Cortland High School on Sunday. The New York State Regionals are taking place this weekend for high school baseball, softball, and lacrosse teams. Here's a schedule to follow along with all of the local teams on the hunt for a state championship. Tonight in baseball, the Class A Far West Regional features Amherst at 4 p.m. at Innovative Field in Rochester. Then at 7 p.m., the Class AAA Far West Regional features Niagara Falls. In softball tonight at Frontier High School at 5 p.m., the Class D Far West Regional features Forestville at 5. Then at 7:30 at Frontier, the Class C Far West Regional shows Section 6's Chautauqua Lake. Tomorrow for baseball, Far West Regionals will be played at Innovative Field in Rochester, Dwyer Field in Rochester, Colburn Park in Newark, and Frontier High School. Games start at 10 a.m. and wrap up around 5 in the afternoon. In softball tomorrow, the Class A, AA, and AAA regional games will be held at Grand Island High School beginning at 1 p.m. The final game starts at 6:30. In boys lacrosse tomorrow, the Class A Far West Regional featuring Orchard Park is at 11 a.m. at Churchville Chi-Lai High School. Following that, at 1:30, the Class B Regional featuring Lakeshore. Finally, in girls lacrosse, the Class A and B Far West Regionals will be held at Clarence High School tomorrow. At 11:30 a.m., it's the Class A Regional featuring Orchard Park. And at 2 o'clock, Clarence takes to their own field for the Class B Far West Regional. It is often said that the champion of a sports league shapes the mold of how other teams should be built and how they should play. With a repeat of last year's Stanley Cup Final in 2025, there is a clear recipe that has worked for the two teams in dramatically different areas of North America for success. While watching Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final on Wednesday night, I was enamored with the habits, pace, and physicality both the Edmonton Oilers and Florida Panthers displayed. Edmonton, who opened the scoring 1 minute into the game, would fall behind 3-1 early in the second period. By the 6-minute mark of the third, the Oilers erased Florida's lead, tying the game at 3 to force overtime. Just before the 20-minute extra period wound down, Edmonton capped off a smooth passing sequence with a power play goal to win the series opening game 4-3. The habits that both teams showed throughout the night and for a majority of the postseason are the reasons that they are meeting again in the final, after Florida won the 2024 Stanley Cup in 7 games. Both the Oilers and Panthers kept the play simple, but what does that mean? No matter where they have possession, players instinctively make the right decision to keep the puck out of danger, not to force anything, and allow time for the play to develop. It's similar to football, when a quarterback takes their time in the pocket to allow the play to develop downfield before firing a pass to the open receiver, rather than rushing the play, scrambling, and throwing deep into double coverage. While those plays may work every once in a while, their rarity and success rate is what makes those plays so special when they do work out for the offense. The Oilers and Panthers play in a flow state, where no passes are forced up the ice into troubled areas, and players are rarely caught out of position defensively. When you hear coaches and players talk about playing more quote-unquote North and South hockey, what they're describing is exactly what was on display in Game 1, where the team with the puck wouldn't spend any time working laterally, but constantly either moving the puck forward toward the opposing net or retreating toward their own. Sometimes defenders would see that no outlet pass was available for them toward the opponent's goal, so they would, keyword simply, loft the puck from their own zone all the way toward the other net with the chance of an odd bounce going their way. While watching the game, I couldn't help but think think about the Buffalo Sabres and how they play. Most times, the game seems forced, out of sync, and looks complicated for the players. While the Panthers and Oilers are relentlessly physical, with all 18 skaters finishing every body check, I went back and watched clips of the Sabres throughout this past season, constantly shying away from physicality. So, how can the Sabres, who are eyeing down what could be their 15th straight season without a playoff appearance, play in a manner that better resembles the two best teams in the league over the last 2 years? It begins in the front office with roster construction. During last season's 14-game losing streak, the Sabres got away from that simplified style of hockey that had given them bursts of success throughout the season. Sustained success over the course of a campaign begins with bringing in players this offseason that play a relentlessly physical, poised, and simplified style. Players that go to the net offensively and sell out to block shots defensively with passion win hockey games in the playoffs, let alone in December. Going into this draft and free agency period, Buffalo should be focused on cultivating a full roster of players that instinctively play this brand of hockey on display in June. Take a look at how the two teams play over the course of one period and you'll see exactly what the Sabres need to change to make it to playing hockey beyond April. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final in Edmonton is tonight at 8 p.m. This has been The Scoreboard, presented by Zenner & Ritter Heating and Cooling for Friday, June 6th. I'm Jack Cruiser for Buffalo-Toronto Public Media Sports.